question is basically, when did you come to Lakewood first time?
Somewhere in the
turning of 1957. Let me just introduce you, because I haven't introduced. This is Mr. Avi Shulman, right?
Yes.
That's the title. Okay. You came up someplace in 1957?
Right.
Where were you before that?
I was in Tells.
Uh-huh.
And a good cover of mine, Heschel Rosenbaum, asked me to come with him for a Shabbos, and I came for a Shabbos to the yeshiva and decided to stay.
Where were you before Tells?
In Tervidas.
In South 3rd Street?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's where you live? Where did you live?
I lived in Muncie.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you, that's a pretty desolate place at that time.
Yeah,
Muncie was. Yeah. Was Beis Medrash Elyon there yet?
Beis Medrash came in 1943. We lived in Spring Valley. We moved to Muncie. My father wanted to be close to Rav Mendelovich.
Uh-huh.
And we moved to Muncie.
So Rav Mendelovich lived at that time in Muncie?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So after Tervidas, when did you leave Tervidas to go to Tells?
I left Tervidas to go to Tells in 1948.
That's when I got there.
Yeah.
What level were you in Tervidas when you left the Tells?
Third year.
Third year of what?
High school.
So you finished high school in Tells?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so who was the Rosh Hashiva in Tells at the time?
Rosh Hashiva was Rav Meir Bloch, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Mordechai Katz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Gifter, Rav Sorotskin.
Wow.
My Rebbe was Rabbi Levy.
Didn't know him.
And he's a Refuah Shleima.
He's still living?
Yes, still living. Lives in Detroit right now by his children.
Uh-huh. Levy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a Levy. It was the third. He said, Machloka Gimel. That's where they put me.
Mm-hmm. So, what did the Rosh Hashiva from Tells think about you leaving me?
I left. I still remained very close to the Rosh Hashivas in Tells all through the years.
Uh-huh.
I felt that it was a schus to know them,
mm-hmm.
and I did not. Break my connection with Tells.
Because I noticed that a lot of, and I mean, quite a few people from Tells that during that time moved to Lakewood.
Yeah.
It was like a group.
Yeah, a whole group moved.
Uh-huh. Okay, so what was your first introduction to Lakewood? How did it start off?
I don't really remember how I. If anybody interviewed me or whatever the situation was, I remember going to the Rosh Hashiva's ourselves shiurim, which I did not understand.
Uh-huh. Did you have like a letter to come in here? Or just came by yourself without an introduction?
I think I just walked in. My chaverim told the Rosh Hashiva that I was somebody who would. Nana from the yeshiva, and the yeshiva was Nana for me, and I found myself in the yeshiva.
Uh-huh. But you never had a fahar with the Rosh Hashiva itself.
No, that was before fahars were the style.
So then you heard shiurim.
Yeah. Heard shiurim from the Rosh Hashiva.
Do you remember what Masechta were learning at the time?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I do want to recall two or three incidents with the Rosh Hashiva they asked me about.
Yeah.
The first thing, that a vivid memory of the Rosh Hashiva making phone calls in a little room on the side of the Beis Medrash that has windows all around it.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Rosh Hashiva was making phone calls, he had a sefer in front of him, and he would dial, or sometimes a bacha would dial for him, and immediately look back into the sefer, even though we're talking about a few seconds, 5, 10, 15 seconds, mm-hmm. before the person would answer. fully a orangutan. Mm-hmm. And that's a vivid memory that I had. I remember asking the Rosh Hashiva to be in the Sadi Kedushin in my chasana, which he was. And I remember two things.
Yeah.
First of all, the Rosh Hashiva said to me, what date is it? And I told him, you're Al Fador. And he had a big smile on his face. That's his anniversary also. He got married the same day.
Uh-huh.
And then there was Irving Bulium had set up a meeting for the Rosh Hashiva right after the chuppah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was terribly concerned that the Rosh Hashiva should be on time. And he was pushing us the whole time, make sure the chuppah is on time.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure the chuppah is on time. God, we wanted the chuppah to be on time anyway, but there was the urgency there to see that the Rosh Hashiva was able to go. And he was in Sadi Kedushin for us.
Mm-hmm.
Then I remember once the yeshiva asked, Rosh Hashiva asked some younger white to go visit Baal Batim before the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosh Hashiva asked me and another younger man, I don't remember who it was, to go visit Irving Bunim.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Irving Bunim was so close to the yeshiva, Rosh Hashiva felt two younger white will come from Lakewood and tell him, Shlichus of the Rosh Hashiva, the matzav was, and he says, as mizolam onvarim, those were the words of Rosh Hashiva.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going to the yeshiva, going to Brooklyn, to his house, which was opposite a park somewhere.
What neighborhood was that?
Near Prospect Park.
Uh-huh.
And we went there, I don't remember when, but we went there, we spoke to him, the Rosh Hashiva. Then he spoke at the dinner, and Rosh Hashiba was very happy. It's among the arms. So, that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the memories that I have most clearly. Remember the Rosh Hashiba giving a shiur, and although I did not understand the shiur, I remember sitting there, molly his spilus on the Rosh Hashiba's excitement in a svara, how his eyes were burning with fire and how the whole body was moving. Rosh Hashiva, this was to give over the svara was such a geschmack. It made such a roshim. Those were the
how many years were you there?
I got married a few months after I came to Lakewood, and then I started teaching a few months later. Although I lived in Lakewood for 2 years. But I only learned there part-time afterwards. A period of about 2 years total.
Where were you teaching?
I taught in the day school.
In Lakewood?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You said that the shiur very hard to understand. Did you find that there was a difference between when you first heard it and later on? Did you ever get, I don't know how you say, used to it or in track with it?
Not really. I wasn't there that long to be able to answer that question quite intelligently. No.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I did not understand the shiurim, and I didn't...
I understand, because a lot of people said that. But I was wondering if there was, like, if you sat by the shiur many times, if after a while you get in tune with it.
No, it didn't happen by me.
Uh-huh, it didn't happen. Okay. So that's about it. Is there anything that you have to say in general about the Rosh Hashiva's impression and what he accomplished and things like that?
Yeah, you don't need me to say. The world knows what the Rosh Hashiva did for Lakewood and what Lakewood did for the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Rosh Hashiva brought a preeminence to Torah, Hashiva to Torah. The younger man was proud to say, I learned in Lakewood, and he brought a kavod at Torah. You don't need Avi Shulman to tell you that. I had a schus of being in the same room as Rosh Hashiva for some time. And that's about the best I could say. I was close to seeing the Rosh Hashiva.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that you see a tzaddik, it's different. So So Baruch Hashem, that's the source of that. Unfortunately, I didn't understand the Shiurim at that time, but in terms of my Shaychus to Rosh Hashiva, it wasn't very strong. That's the best I can tell you.
Okay, thank you. Wait a second. Let me turn this one.